Well, this is the surprise. This is the second podcast of the day on the 16th of January. I'm Sharon and I have Lily Kim with me, who I was telling you about in my last podcast, who is a fellow director of the project that I work on, Self-Actualization Project. Hello, Lily.
Hi, Sharon. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming. This is really exciting. I was saying in the last episode, Lily, that I have a 10 o'clock meeting with you every morning, and that's really, really helping me through the COVID-19 pandemic. And you've been a massive advocate for mental health with me for years, playing at events that I've put on and everything like that. And I'd just like to cover, you've also got lived experience, so I'd like to cover some of that.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great. I mean, so like you say, we've been friends for a while, and I've always been really inspired by your work in the community, busting stigma and just being authentically you, which has always really inspired me, first of all, just say that. I have my own lived experience with poor mental health, and which is why I was really bonded to our project. And it started with my childhood, growing up with a father with bipolar and other complex issues. And, you know, you can really see firsthand the suffering that goes on when conditions like home life and disconnect from a community really exasperate someone's mind, body, and spirit, and you know what effect that has on the friends and family and the community. It's, you know, it's like a snake eating its tail. I mean, I've been thinking a lot about sort of breaking that cycle, and you know, thinking about back if my dad had had a community to support him. You know, if as a family we didn't feel like we had to hide what was going on in, you know, the crumbling of our own family unit and sometimes the distressing things that would happen, I wonder, you know, what could have happened. Sorry, I'm rambling on about it.
That's all right. I'm finding that in the 2 years of living back in Hastings and the huge community sense, as you were saying, to Hastings has helped my mental health no end, because I've always looked for to be part of a community and never fitted in anywhere. And I have been around the world, as you know, looking for communities to be a part of.
Yeah.
And right in the place where I was born, and community is everything. Unity in community.
Yeah, that's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
unity in community. And yeah. And I think that's so, it's so wonderful. And what happens is that, you know, I mean, probably in my early 20s, I sort of isolated myself from the community and was really lonely and unable to connect with anyone. And people do that for many reasons. For me, it was I didn't want to kind of admit that I had mental health issues. And I didn't have stable housing for the majority of my life. So, you know, I was in a really bad way. And it's kind of, you know, now I'm settled. I really hope that, you know, through this project and working with you that you know, we can help people on their mental health recovery. And, you know, and a part of it is just, that's why I've always been so happy to, you know, be a part of anything that you're doing in your life. Because that's just, I just thought my soul is gone, oh man, like this is a good thing, you know?
Yes. And for that, and Lily are working on the Self-Actualization Project, which for short is called SAP Hastings, CIC. And we will be taking on big houses, and we'll be running housing cooperatives for people coming out of long-term supported accommodation. And the reason, and let's explain, Lily, about self-actualization project. Going back to my earlier episode of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I've always wanted to reach self-actualization, and I think you are the same, Lily. And we would like others that have been through the recovery journey to also want to reach self-actualization, which at the bottom of that table is a secure home and a community. So that's what we're hoping to offer.
And it's, you know, it's so important. And I think as we've gone along on this journey as well, like, you know, I've done so much learning about, you know, the complexities of mental health as well. And I think in the pandemic, we've all realized, I don't know if we've all suffered, but I would be surprised if people that haven't thought they've suffered before with their mental health haven't experienced it, you know. And I think it's also sort of heightened how much we need some kind of connection as well as human beings, and how we need to feel like we can do that safely. And yeah, I think it's really great to be working on this project, because we get to sort of get an excuse to talk about things and open things up. And you've been sort of ringing around estate agents, haven't you, Sharon? And, you know, and seeing what
stigma.
Yeah. And the stigma attached to it. And I think that's been really, really interesting that we're all so similar, and we all have these struggles, and there's just a certain amount of shame, I think, attached to struggling or experiencing poor mental health.
And there doesn't need to be. In this day and age, there really doesn't need to be.
No.
There's so much help out there. So many people are opening up. It's being more and more understood, but the stigma is still there. But I must say that you working on this project with me and having you by my side is hugely helping me bust the stigma, mm-hmm. because you're so well known in Hastings, and people do think, well, you know, I never guessed Lily would have mental health difficulties. So upbeat, so positive, and so that is helping alone, and you're giving me the confidence to do this project and also the technology skills, and I couldn't do it without you, Lily.
Oh, you can't see that I'm getting, my face is getting emotional. I'm so happy to be on board. I think that you have such a passion and a drive, and you know, what you were saying about sort of the stigma within the community, it's, you know, I'm hoping that with both of our voices, we're able to reach different corners of our community and maybe the world. Is that too much to say?
No, that's not too much to say. We've got to think big here.
Got to think big. And you know what? There is a, I was just listening to another podcast, and her guest was Dr. Deepika Chopra, and she's an optimism doctor. And it was great, because I always, you know, people sort of think that I'm always happy and that I've had sort of I've got an easy ride, you know, because I'm always smiling, but there's a lot of darkness, but I still, you know, and what she was saying is that optimism is resilience and curiosity. So it's not positivity. It's not having to be happy all the time. It's just being resilient and being curious.
That's right. And as I was saying the other day, positive all the time. Positivity is being put across. Mm-hmm. But batteries don't work without a positive and a negative. Yin doesn't work without yang. Light doesn't work without dark.
Yeah.
Night. day, and you have to have an equal balance and know how to handle both of those.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's, you know, and then there's balance is so important. And I think there's this kind of thing that happens on social media where people are portraying, you know, that positivity is kind of being like rammed down people's throats. And, you know, I mean, I like to see pictures of kittens and that sort of thing. Yeah. But there's this sort of new branding of like good vibes only, or, you know, you can only be this and only be that. And like you say, I think that that puts a lot of pressure on people that are struggling. And, you know, things aren't always rosy. And that's cool as well. You know, we're human beings. We have a wide range of emotion. And I have to say, you know, working with you on this project has like opened my mind to that as well. And I really enjoy all aspects of you and all aspects of your moods and your bipolar as well. I feel that you and I have been on quite a journey together, you know, because we've been seeing each other every day. I've got to know you and your bipolar, you know, as sort of separate beings, and appreciate every bit of it.
Oh, thank you so much. And you're, as I said before, you're helping so much with my moods and with my bipolar. I mean, these 10 o'clock meetings are now built into my routine, and routine is vital for somebody with bipolar. I always fought against routine, walking a different school every day. Yeah. And not living in the same place for very long, and moving on and moving here and moving there, and a routine during the day. No, I thought that was for older married people, and it just didn't suit me. But now I actually have succumbed to the routine. It's doing me the world of good. And my 10 o'clock meetings with you, where I can tell you if I've had a bad night. I can tell you if I've had a bad evening the evening before. Mm-hmm. And I'm sharing that. And then pretty soon that's out of my head, and on with our work we go.
Yeah.
And it's just vital.
I think it's been really good, because we did have a, you know, a rough patch in our working relationship, didn't we? Sort of in the beginning, not a rough patch, but we were just getting to grips with how to work together, weren't we? And I
with me phoning you up with mad ideas at 10 o'clock and trying to hold of you, and you've got good boundaries with your mobile phone, and it's very hard to get you on just a random phone call.
Yeah. And
learned now that can go on hold. If I have an idea at 10 o'clock at night, that nothing's going to, if I can just get it down somewhere, I'm always scared I'm going to forget it. And if I can just get it down somewhere until I can speak to Lily at 10 o'clock the next morning, and it's just brilliant.
And that's great. I think that what we have done within working together has been something that I hope other people can try as well, you know, and to not just give up and think that, oh, it's not going to work. I'm not able to do this, or, you know, we've had ups and downs, haven't we, throughout this? And
we have,
it's mostly been ups, but, you know, it's been hard. It's been a lot of learning, and it's I think that's the thing, back to like that resilience, you know, we've got to the point where we're rocking and rolling.
Certainly rocking and rolling, and the future is bright, and pretty soon we'll have our first house. And
that's yeah. Really exciting. I mean, I kind of I loved your idea of the house, and that was what really got me. I mean, I don't know, for people listening, I used to work as a bar manager, and Cocktail waitress, bar manager, you know, back in the day. And Sharon would come and have your non-alcoholic mojito or you have a coffee, wouldn't you? And
Yes.
you would come and talk to me about, your dreams of this project of living in a, a big house where everyone supports each other with with an allotment, and we would cook food from the vegetable patch, and it just got, really sparked my brain. I loved it. And I always know that with you, there is going to be something exciting happening.
There sure
Oh.
is, especially with, and you were the missing link because I had all these ideas. I had it in my head. I can use a computer. I can use Word, but I can't get everything in my head out onto the computer. It's too busy. And you've got the skills. Being at school in America, and you've got the WordPress skills. You've got, you know, Word. You've. It's just everything I can't do. You are able to do with me, and therefore to see everything in my head and all my ideas and all my thoughts be put onto Google Documents, to be put onto spreadsheets, is just making us indestructible. It's just
It's amazing. I love looking at our Google Drive because it's basically your brain just put into little folders. Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, and you have some great life hacks as well. You have some really good tips. I'm learning a lot from you about boundaries and, for instance, not phoning you at 10 o'clock at night with a mad idea. And you take a lot of self-care. You do a lot of self-care, which I'm mirroring, and I'm starting to copy you. And also, I'm able to share tips of my superfood knowledge with you. The chat room, and the latest one to get you to sleep at night is ashwagandha or
Oh,
something.
yes. Yeah, we're taking care of each other. I
We are.
think
We're.
like you say, the and I think, I mean, Sharon, I think you're being modest. You are really good at self-care. From I think there's like things in, what did you call it? A care toolkit, or what was it? What did you say?
Yeah, my
Your
toolkit,
toolkit.
yeah.
And I love that idea. There are things that you do that you know that calm you down and get you to a balanced place. And it's funny what you said before. I used to be quite similar, where I don't like, I still don't really like the idea of routine, but I call it ritual now. So instead of it being a routine, it's my ritual. So I like to, and if I don't do a certain thing, I really notice that my mental health suffers. So, it's like simple things. I put this like blue light filter app on my phone, and it turns off my blue light at 7 p.m. every night. So even if I'm looking at my phone, I'm not sort of looking at the evil blue light that's keeping my brain alive. So, and I didn't do that last night, and I suffered with insomnia because of it. So little things like that. And I know you like your lavender baths, is that right?
Oh, I swear by them every single day. And you've been known to tell me to have one a bit elevated and a bit overexcited.
Yeah, I go, Sharon, I think you should have a lavender bath later, because I know that when you've got a lots of amazing ideas and you're getting excited, it's good just to balance it out.
That's right. And we both walk a lot,
Yeah,
don't we?
walk a lot. I've also started doing this thing where I am just I'm not doing, I don't call it exercise because that puts a lot of pressure on it, I think, for some people. Like you see people doing their yoga every day and exercising, which I think is great. But I've also, back to the shame thing, I've also kind of felt like, oh gosh, I don't know if I can wake up and do an exercise class, or there's, it seems quite big for me in my brain. So I will, if I'm anxious or I'm feeling low, I will literally just move, just like move my body in some way. So sometimes it's like just putting on music and just like flailing my arms around the room or, something to get my heart rate up. I like doing the like lying on the floor and I'll like kick my legs around and just, just being like a child again and not having to, it's the same sort of thing. So I would just say to anyone that needs is afraid of exercise, you can literally just do anything, swing your body around, just yeah, I love it. Or, move how your body just wants to, and it's quite fun because you feel really ridiculous, but that's fun as well.
This morning I felt groggy when I woke up and put Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys on and danced around the front room, and then I was fine.
Yes. I love that. I love that. See, exactly. It's like it feels movement is so important. And I think, a lot I used to sort of think that you had to like go for a run, or do a Pilates class, which, is great sometimes, but I think it's just good to take the pressure off of ourselves, really. Just do whatever, whatever little bit of it we can.
Oh, well, you've given some wonderful tips there, Lily. And for those that don't know you, Lily is an absolute superstar of our town. You're a model as well, aren't you, Lily?
Yes. I've been known to model mostly I had a stint of modeling a lot of wedding dresses, so I don't know what that's all about, but yeah, I did enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. This is a great interview. We've been going on for 22
We
minutes
have.
now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got a report to write for our trainer. So, thank you so much. And I'm going to upload this today because I'm very excited to have it. And thank you, Lily. And have you one tip? Have you got a that's what I was going to end my podcast
Oh.
with. One like to share. You've already shared some tips, but one particular tip you'd like to share for people that are suffering at the moment.
Oh, yes. I probably gave them all away, didn't I? I would say to have, and I know this is really hard, and it's why it's the biggest tip is, and I'm working on it, is to have a bit of time to just get off your phone and listen to music or go for a walk, but have a bit of a break from news and other people's posts and opinions, and yeah, get some space from it, even if it's one day or 3 hours. That's what I would say.
Lovely. Thank you,
Thank
Lily.
you.
Thank you. See you
Bye.
soon. Bye.